It's the other one, Madam Clerk. You hit the wrong one. There you go.
Thank you for that. Right there. Close. Yeah. Yeah, that's why. Right after the Pledge of Allegiance.
Everybody, please stand for the flag salute. Pledge of Allegiance. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting, Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. The time is now 7:40. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the December 14, 2017 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Minutes, Madam Clerk?
Yes, we have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for October 16, 2018. I need a motion.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's it for minutes.
Communications?
St. Mary's Church has submitted an application for a social fair permit for their St. Anthony's Feast event on Friday, May 31st, 2019, from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. at 17 Monsignor Owens Place. I need a motion.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's it for communications.
Commissioner Evans, best practice inventory?
Yes. Each year we receive a best practices worksheet from the state of New Jersey, the Division of Local Governmental Services. It's important for us to complete the worksheet and respond with enough yes answers in order to qualify for aid. We've been able to complete the questionnaire again for this year. We achieved an 87%. On the questionnaire, which means we qualify for the full amount of aid that was approved for this year. So the transitional aid of $4.1 million, we will get 100% of that in December of this year based upon the completion of this report. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Reports, Commissioner Evans.
Thank you. I have a code enforcement report for the month of October.
Commissioner Petracco.
I have my monthly report of public safety this month for October.
Bills, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. Bill list for November 20th, 2018. Public Affairs, $113,694.17. Revenue and Finance, $3,150,208.80. Public Safety, $51,718.30. Public Works, $88,080.87. Parks and Public Property, $154,250.21. Water Utility, $31,686.86. Total Payroll, $792,292.66. For a grand total of $4,381,931.87.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for bills.
A public comment on agenda items only. Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the board shall be allowed unless the mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and/or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Scarpelli, I'd like to get a copy of the best practices. I shouldn't have to offer that. I believe I got a copy last year. Got a yes or
Mr.
no?
Mr. Mayor, it has to be Oprah'd so we can track the, when we produce documents to the public. So, Mr. Moore, we'll
have to. It'll be Oprah'd. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to address the board on agenda items only?
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Mayor. Barbara Hirsch, 477 Washington Avenue. I've come to address the group this evening on ordinance number 3405, which I see is scheduled for its first reading this evening. I am president of the Friends of the Nutley Library, and I speak on behalf of that group. I have some question relative to the ordinance and its parallel to New Jersey state law, and I am quoting from New Jersey statutes, Title 40, Chapter 54. I have particular questions relative to Section 1, Section 8, Section 9, and Section 10, and how that the ordinance that is about to be introduced tonight coincides with this statute. Also, I do wish to remind Mayor Scarpelli the fact that there is a very large bond issue that was approved by the voters of the state of New Jersey, and in the fall, we will be involved in that process. I thank you for listening to my comments this evening.
Thank you, Ms. Hirsch. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only?
Joan Rubino, 48 North Road. This is not exactly agenda. I'm questioning whether you're going to use the same format you did at the last meeting.
Mrs. Rubino, we're going to change it just a little bit, but we're going to ask for some cooperation. You can ask your questions, then I'm going to ask you to sit down. You can use your 3 minutes or your 5 minutes, and then we're going to answer them at that time for that person.
And would the people in the audience have time to respond?
You can come back up after everybody else is with a follow-up, but we're not going to get into a back and forth. So you ask your questions in your 3 to 5 minutes, sit down. That's where the cooperation comes in, and allow the commissioners to answer those questions.
Because that was not clear at the last meeting.
It was a little different last meeting. We did it all at the end.
And also, the acoustics in this room are really very poor. So it would be good if you would all kind of lean toward your mics and speak. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Rubin. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only?
Amy Salento, 70 Newman Avenue. In terms of ordinance number 3405 introduced tonight, I wanted to say that I'm an advocate for term limits. They are part of a healthy government. And I think that the town has a really good communication system in terms of reaching out to the citizens. And it would be, in my opinion, fairly simple to announce spots that are becoming available or potentially becoming available on the boards to which you're simply nominating someone. They're not voted positions, they're appointed positions. And so I'm an advocate for this, and I appreciate your consideration. And also Commissioner Rogers for putting this forth. Thank you very much. And then in terms of ordinance number 3406 for the parking fees, I'm really glad to see this is put forward. I've asked about this in the past. I will say this in terms of credit card payments. Typically, a transaction fee is applied per transaction. So I think the parking stations might have up to 3 hours of parking. I'm not 100% sure. But when I looked across the board at Park Mobile apps and other apps available for this type of thing, the transaction fee doesn't increase the hourly rate across the board for, say, the maximum 3 hours. There would simply be a fee for the transaction applied on top of what would be our normal rate of 50 cents per hour. So I'm just wondering if on the next second reading there can be a further breakdown of how these fees are applied. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lento. We will look into that. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only?
Good evening. My name is Carol Tangora, and I live at 43 Colonial Terrace in Nutley. I also would like to speak to Ordinance 3405. I am opposed to the passage of this ordinance. I have served on the Planning Board for a good number of years. In fact, looking at the mayors on the left side of the building, a large number of them have appointed me and reappointed me to this position. I feel that we actually have term limits. Just as if you are not doing your job, the public will not vote you back into office, if I am not doing my job, whoever is mayor at the time will certainly not reappoint me. So I really feel that we already have term limits, and I don't know why we need an actual ordinance when there's not one other municipality in the state that has such an ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only?
Yes. My name is Diana McGovern, 68 Edgewood Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey. I'm also an attorney for the Zoning Board of Nutley. And this is with respect to Ordinance Number 3405. I think that the commissioners, you should take a careful look at the statutes and the case law interpreting those statutes. In my research, in particular, several cases have come and made clear that if the state has passed an ordinance that regulates a certain area, and the MLUL, which governs planning and zoning boards, I believe there's also library board statutes, and that this preempts what the town can do in terms of term limits. And in terms of cases, there's historically been attempts to do term limits. In Bayonne in 1974, there was an attempt to do term limits, and the court at that point said, no, you can't, because it's already regulated by statute. Subsequently, in another case in 1990, Zevarino versus Zeboyan, Z-B-O-Y-A-N, there was an attempt to cap municipal expenses. The court said no. Like the MLUL and other statutes where the state has already taken that under their wing and issued and accepted and promulgated statutes that are specific and all-encompassing, unless there is a specific permission given in those statutes to allow you to do a term limit or something to change the ordinance, you can't do it. Then even more recently in the year 403 NJ Super, and this was in the year 2008. There was another attempt at something similar, and the language in that case, which was by the Appellate Division, specifically spoke to when a state statute has preempted a field by supplying a complete system of law on a subject, an ordinance dealing with the same subject is void. And in that case, they specifically reference the fact that planning boards and zoning boards are regulated already and have prescribed measures for membership, terms of membership. They're already by statute in the state of New Jersey. There's no other town in this state that has term limits, and that's because, in my opinion, in reading these cases, it would be void if you were to pass an ordinance of this type. So I urge commissioners to take a look at the case law before you go forward with such an ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. McGovern. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only?
Commissioners, my name is Wayne Greenfetter. I live at 224 Grant Avenue. I've lived in the town for over 34 years. And I've been
Mr.
on the library.
Can you speak into the mic, please?
I've been on the library board for over 20 years. And I could tell you I'm very impressed by the people that sit on these boards. They're very dedicated. They put in tremendous amount of time. And you have the power to get rid of the ones that don't do a good job. That is within your power. What this does is takes away your power to keep someone on a board that you really want there. And there are a lot of boards that take years of experience to institutional memory to get on to different state boards. I've been on the library trustees for over 20 years. I've worked my way up that I'm now treasurer of the New Jersey State Library Trustees Association. That allows me to have contact with people all over the state. We're very involved in that bond issue for $125 million. We're going to be involved in coming up with the criteria for how towns can apply for that, including Nutley. If you take me off the board, which you have the right to do, I'm not allowed to be on the New Jersey Library Trustees Association. We lose that power. I was also on the Bergen County Cooperative Library System. We're a part of that group. I was on the executive board for a one-year term. I got to meet libraries from all over Bergen County, Essex County, Union County. These are the ties that take many, many years to develop. Also, we have endowment funds in the library. These are things that were created by Tony. I've helped him. It took years, many years, to develop the contacts where we were able to get people to donate money, to set up endowments. You're not going to get that from if you take off people that have done this for years and put people who really don't know how to do it, don't have the contacts, won't be on the state board. You're going to give up an awful lot of institutional memory, and I think you're really going to hurt the library. And remember, with all these things, why term limits? You have the ability to get rid of someone who's incompetent. They come up for re-election or they come up for appointment, you just say no. But why would you do it? So you lose the power that if you have someone on a board that you say is fantastic, has been helping Nutley, has been getting Nutley's name all over the state, why are you going to say after two terms, that person's off? It just doesn't make sense to me. I don't see the benefit, and I see a tremendous amount of cost. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Greenfeder. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only?
Good evening. Mark Arcudi, 126 Woodford Avenue. Regarding Ordinance 3405, I am opposed to it. I am opposed to the term limits. In the spirit of full disclosure, I am a vice chairman of the Planning Board. I've been on it for many years and enjoyed serving. And I had some important things I wanted to say, but some of my colleagues have said them better than I can, so I'm not going to repeat those different things. I'm here for questions. As a member of the Planning Board, we have put together several changes, recommended changes to certain ordinances on our town. And those recommendations went up to the Board of Commissioners. And the Board of Commissioners did their due diligence, and they did their research, and they spoke to experts before they made any kind of action on any of the things the Planning Board gave them. So my question is, what due diligence was done here? What research was done here? What experts were consulted with to find out if this is the best thing for our town? And I understand by what the mayor said before, these questions will be answered later. Yes?
When you give up the mic, if they want to be answered, they will be.
Check me out.
Thank you, Mr. R. Cuban.
Thank you.
You can answer the, answer his question. Answer Mr. Arcudi's. No, wait till answer Mr. Arcudi's question.
Okay. No. All right. I'm going to, first of all, I want to thank all of you for coming tonight. It's good to see dialogue. It's good to see a lot of discussion over an issue that is very important to this community. Okay. Now, the research that was done, this is not new to me. This is not new, the supporting of term limits. Those of you who know me, I've supported this for many years. For many years, I've spoken to many, many people, and I've done some research, and there are a lot of communities across this country where term limits work and where term limits don't work. I think that in the town of Nutley, we are moving into a new era, a new age. I believe that it is so very important to open up the doors and to open up the opportunities for people moving here and people who have a lot at stake in the future. And what term limits does, folks, in the opening of this ordinance, it says it increases and encourages democracy, democratic, participatory government. People today are very, very unsure of what their government does. They're very skeptical about government. They're weary about government. They don't trust us. And that's not here in just in Nutley. It's all over the country. So this is why many, many communities across the country are moving towards particular issues like this. Transparency is very important. Bringing fresh ideas is very important. I've asked people in town when I started this, why don't you step up and why don't you become involved? And they said to me, well, and this is what they're telling me, right? It's a perception. You got to know somebody. It's like one man said to me, the reason why he won't run for office is that it's too expensive. The little guy doesn't have a chance. There's no way in hell I'm going to raise $100,000. There's no way I could raise $50,000, $25,000, so I'm excluded. All of you here tonight are to be commended. And I've said that around this country. The work you do and the long hours you put in, I know that. But I'm also living by example. You're not going to see me here in 2020. I'm a strong advocate of term limits because I believe sometimes, and this is my personal belief, sometimes you got to know when to pass the torch on to another person with fresh ideas, with new ideas, so that they could chart the future. So yes, Mark, I did the research. I did the work. As far as the statutes that were brought up, I'm going to ask our town attorney, who I've had lengthy discussions with about this. I was first going to introduce this as a resolution, and he suggested you're better off doing it as an ordinance. But there are some questions, I know, and there are some questions that we need to answer. But this is why we have an introduction, and then a public hearing, and at the end of the day, a decision will be made based on the totality of information and facts that we have. But my purpose of doing this is clearly to increase participation in government. I am very fearful of the day that we won't even have people willing to run for office. People feel shut out. Now, that's a perception. Maybe it's a reality. I don't know. But I know people just don't feel like they have the opportunities to come up and participate. Maybe we have to do a better job in marketing. But what I ask myself is, what's wrong with term limits? What's wrong with opening up doors and the opportunities? And there is a provision, if you read the entire ordinance, there are provisions in there where it gives the Board of Commissioners, in this case it would be the mayor, the appointing authority to extend one's terms. If no one steps up, if someone's unqualified who steps up, if someone has a corporate knowledge, which was discussed here today, and that's a very good point. You got a lot of corporate knowledge. You don't want to lose it all at one time. Those are factors that would allow the Board of Commissioners to say, you know what? We'll waiver that because we need your corporate knowledge to move forward. Everyone is protected. But what it does is it opens up the doors for more participation of the public. Councilor, could you speak to some of the statutes that were brought up that we had discussed? Thank you.
Yes, Commissioner, some of the case law that Ms. McGovern had cited, I had sent to the commissioners for their review. I think we need to have some discussion on these issues between now and the next time we're going to bring this up. I do have a lot of concerns about it, which we have discussed on the phone and in email. And there are some important points that have to be worked out because we have to talk about whether it's going to be retroactive or prospective, what happens to the members on the board currently, what if they already served two terms, what's the result. We haven't discussed any of that. It's not addressed in the ordinance, so it's going to be something that has to be addressed. There are a lot of technical legal issues that I would rather address with the board as advice, but I don't think it's for public consumption at this point. But I have read the cases that Ms. McGovern cited, and she has some valid arguments relative to those issues. For example, is the MLUL, does it preempt our ordinances or actions of the commission in terms of setting term limits? Not specific, I told you, but there is some case law that would support that argument. So it really needs more. I think I've spent several hours over the last 2 days since I had the full copy of the ordinance, and I was away last week, so I apologize. But since I've had the full ordinance, I've had 2 days to research it, and we're frankly still doing it, and I'd like some more time on it.
And this is what's good about what we're doing tonight. We're having a discussion to hear two sides of, centering in on one issue. All of the people in here tonight are looking out for the best interests of this community. Make no mistake about it. It's how we get there that we have to come together on. So thank you, Councillor. Thank you, Mayor.
Mr. Alessio.
Yeah, Carmine Alessio, 81 East Center Street. I'm looking at Ordinance 3400. Mr. Petracca, it's in reference to the parking, restrictive parking, different parking in different areas.
We're going to have a public hearing on that, Mr. Alessio, if you want to address it then.
It's an agenda item.
It's an agenda item, but we're going to have a public hearing. I'm just letting you know that.
Maybe I might not want to go to that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We're looking at the restricted parking, this and that. Like, I keep coming to these meetings. My grandfather was one of the original settlers in this town. And East Center Street happens to be a part of Nutley. East Center Street has 1 hour parking, which has never been enforced. You have somebody like me, I have property there, 3 homes, my family own, including mine. And we're speculators, just like everyone else. If someone wants to purchase the property, bring the money. But what's going on here is you're saying restricted parking, certain streets have parking. On East Center Street, the parking's 1 hour. It's never been enforced. You have all of these businesses. It'd be like putting like 100 people in a Volkswagen. They all share and they're employing people, which is a good thing. But the buildings are small, and they park all over the sidewalk. They park on the park entrance over there. They park all over. There's violations every second. And God's my witness, the police just drive by these things, which I can relate to some of these people here, why they don't want term limits or why they do want term limits. But term limits may be good for someone like me in the area I live in, which I can prove, and I've written and came here numerous times, that the planning board is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Every variance that has passed on East Center Street, which is a part of Nutley, is in violation. Me as a homeowner, I don't want to be in violation. I came here last meeting discussing about the driveway that Mecca had got to get to the building in the back, and if my driveway is clear, they will actually come up my driveway like they're going into the back. I almost got hit by a car when the driveway was clear, so I leave the driveway loaded with cars and different things. I want to conform to what should be done, but every other person around is doing 10 times worse. That's my point, and I know my time's up. Okay.
And you'll have another opportunity during the public hearing, Mr. Alessio.
What I'm trying to get at in closing this is some people have issues with it, others don't. Like, I have a big issue with all of the quasi-boards. In my opinion, it's all fraudulent in my area, everything. And I could discuss this with whoever wants to hear it, but every little... You get an agenda this thick. It's like...
Thank you, Mr. Alessio. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I will have a chance to go...
During the public hearing.
And when will that be?
In a little while. When? Not too... depends how long we are in this
session. Tonight?
Tonight, yes.
Okay. Maybe I can go put on my $700 suit and come up here and... be comfortable in my planning board position so that I can have a life term doing that. This is like unbelievable what goes on in our 3-mile radius town. Thank you, Mr. Scarpelli.
Thank you, Mr. Alessio.
For giving me time up here.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only?
My name is Anthony Iannarone, better known as Tony. I live at 103 Rhoda Avenue. As many of you know, I have the town record for board membership. I'm now my 47th year as a trustee of the library, and I'm in my 33rd year as president. I want to make clear at the outset that I'm not talking about other boards, because I don't know enough about them to do that. Secondly, while I might mention myself as an example, it's not about me. I'm not in your hands. I'm in God's hands. I'll be 88 years old next month. If I live out this term, I'll be 92. So I certainly won't be taking another term. I've been trying to retire for 15 years, but people won't let me. The library is different from the other boards in a number of ways. Particularly, we're more like a town department headed by a board of trustees instead of a commissioner. The library is not run by us. First thing I tell new trustees is, you are a trustee, you're not a librarian. We have a director, we have professional librarians with master's degrees in library science, we have one who's going to library school now. We don't need new ideas from new trustees. We've never gotten them. I don't expect to get them. They're good people. We're glad to have them, but not for new ideas. We can get our ideas basically from our professional staff. They go to conventions, they read all the literature, and if you want to compare the Nutley Library, we're really up to date. We have 18,800 cardholders, the biggest demographic in the town. I challenge any of you to say you've ever heard a complaint about the library. As for trusting government, they sure trust the library as they walk out with armloads of books, records, movies, video games. They can do a Nook, a Kindle. We have everything. Latest is the new projection system. So what have I accomplished in 47 years? I oversaw the construction of a 9,000-foot extension. First Essex County Library to join the Bergen County system, which gives our people access to 75 libraries. Got the Steinway piano. Raised over $500,000 in endowment funds. That wasn't done in two terms. Much, much more. I think we're not giving you a good library, we're giving you a great library. We have plenty of ideas. I have the drawings for a new extension. All I need is a few million dollars. The ideas are there, the money isn't. I could talk about the library forever, but the ultimate point was made by the previous attorney who was up here. We have actually consulted with the attorney for the New Jersey Library Trustees Association, an expert on library law. He was very clear, you cannot do it. It's illegal. And I'll tell you this too. On your present ordinance in its form, I'm an expert drafter. I was considered the best draftsman in the Roche Law Department. It just is going to drive you crazy. It doesn't provide what you do with existing trustees. Do they end retroactively because they serve two terms? Do they get two more terms? None of these things, there are a lot of holes in it. It's going to give you a lot of trouble. And in closing, some of the commissioners might want to look up the psychological definition of motivational bias.
Thank you, Mr. Iannarone. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on the agenda items only?
John Demmer, 263 Harrison Street, Nutley, in respect to 3405. Excuse me for reading, but I have a lot to say in a short time to say it. As a board member and volunteer, I would like to express my concerns about this proposed ordinance. I don't feel that the ordinance in its current form provides the best scenario for the boards affected by it. While I can understand the concern for keeping boards fluid, the ordinance provides no considerations for a job well done by an individual who has not only sacrificed their time, but also placed themselves in the line of fire of public scrutiny with every decision they make. The idea of limiting a senior board member based on a calendar date is counterintuitive to producing a quality board. Every board I have served on has gladly welcomed new members when needed, and I am unaware of any board in town that looks to limit new blood. I'm currently part of a group that has been struggling to keep its ranks full, and it kills me to think of a resolution that could deplete what is already a very limited resource of qualified people. The reality is that many newly appointed volunteer board members don't make it past what I call the break-in period. Many come to find that the time commitment and workload was more than they could handle, and that it's not easy being a volunteer board member. With the ordinance as proposed, a functioning, experienced board member could be forced to leave without the guarantee that a competent or dedicated person is in the ranks to fill their place. I believe the petitioners had a good intent in wanting to keep corruption and inefficiency out of boards, but this random shakeup does not solve the problem. I have even tried to convey to the petitioning group that this ordinance may eventually get rid of a board member that they dislike, but it will force people out that they might feel are doing a good job and deserve to stay. The proposed system will be too random and solves nothing. If a member of any board is not competent to serve, then some kind of inner housekeeping method, which sounds like it's already in place, should be implemented to remove them from the board if such incompetency can be proven. This resolution paints too broad a stroke across various boards, and there cannot be a one-size-fits-all measure to this. In my eyes, a quality board is like a garden. You plant seeds, you hope for the best. Some seeds never take and need to be replaced, but the ones that take hold, root, and grow strong cannot be cut down in the midst of that growth, or you'll never yield a good crop. I take this topic very seriously. As a volunteer, I have not dedicated hundreds or thousands, but tens of thousands of hours in service to this town. Please do not dismiss me or any board member who is doing their job well just because of their start date. I respectfully ask that this proposed ordinance be dismissed or at least tabled until a time when a more fair solution can be found that can rid boards of inefficient members, something that we all want, yet one that can also reward a job well done and earned. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Demmer. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only?
Amy Salento, 70 Newman Avenue. I do have a question in terms of tabled versus a second reading coming up. I don't actually understand the process, but in response to Mr. Demmer when he asked that this be tabled, so I don't know if that's something you can answer in terms of what would tabled mean versus there'll be a second reading. Okay, thank you.
Ms. Salento, tabling would just be putting it off and taking it off the agenda or moving it to a certain date. This already has a public hearing date on it, so it'll move forward unless Commissioner Rogers decides to do something different.
Okay, thank you.
Tammy Rossi, 28 Colonial Terrace. I am in support of term limits for the reasons mentioned by Commissioner Stephen Rogers. To address Mr. Demmer's concern, there is a contingency in this ordinance if no qualified party step forth. So there's never going to be a situation, to my understanding, where people are forced off the board because their term is up and there will be no one to fill their place, correct? Commissioner Rogers, thank you. And my second point I'd like to make tonight is the assumption that in a town of over 28,000 citizens, there are no equally qualified or passionate seeking to serve the community. I think that's unfounded. And, there's a fundamental rule of human interaction called taking turns. So for those, I applaud you for all of the wonderful years of service that you've provided to the town of Nutley, but to dismiss others willing to serve as well is not fair. It's just not fair to other citizens in this town. And it, in my mind, creates division. And we need, if anything, to create unity in this town because the demographic is changing. The population of multi-generational Nutleyites is shrinking. We're getting more people moving in from other areas, Jersey City, Brooklyn, and this is where they need to feel included in, as part of the community as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rossi. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only?
My name is John Simcoe. I'm at 32 Maple Place. And I am against Ordinance 3405. I am the chairman of the Nutley Historic Preservation Committee, and my experience with my own committee has been that we have reached out to the community looking for people who want to come to attend our meetings. They're all public. In the last 18 months, we have had two citizens come to our meetings expressing any kind of interest in what we do. So this idea of sort of taking turns as a way to run an organization, I don't think is a valid one at all. We've had people who, John Demmer, who spoke, has spent about 2 years just putting together or hoping to put together an ordinance for our committee. The thought that he would be off of the committee a year or two later when that ordinance is beginning to take effect doesn't seem fair. I don't see that we are keeping anybody out of our groups. I don't believe I've got a multi-generational Nutleyite on my committee. We are people that have all come together with Nutley in mind. So I don't see that this ordinance does anything except force good people out. You guys have your in your power to reappoint me or not, or to reappoint any of us. And as I would just end again by saying that we are looking for good people to keep things going. I've had two people leave the committee in the past 18 months. They've done what they've wanted to do with it. They've moved on to other things in town, and we have seamlessly filled in their organization, filled in their spot in the organization without anyone feeling like they've been forced out of it. So I don't know what positive ramifications this ordinance would have. I think the mechanisms are already there to keep a board that is open and fluid and welcoming to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Simcoe.
Anthony Buccino, 116 Stanley Avenue. I think there's a lot of stuff that has to go into this term limit organization thing, and I think at the town attorney going over that will helpful in a lot of the questions that a lot of the people have here. But in terms of a blanket elimination of anyone who's been on for two terms, that's just simply ridiculous, and you definitely lose the institutional history. You also need, you probably want someone who's been going to planning board meetings for a year just to be familiar with what kind of regulations and things they're in for if they decide that they want to volunteer. And all you have to do is say, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to serve on the planning board, which I'm not saying that. It's not like he's turning people away who want to volunteer to do good things for the town. And I think the ordinance really needs a whole lot of work and a whole lot more thought. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Buccino. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners?
Linda Bussett, 285 High Street. I'm here this evening because I do not support Resolution 3405. I was appointed to the Nutley Historic Preservation Committee, and I am one of those multi-generational people in the town of Nutley, and I resigned from the Historic Preservation Committee. I was very excited when I was appointed, but I was also delusional because I thought just because I lived in Nutley all my life and being my age and knowing the town as well as I do, I thought I was a good choice. But then I sat on the board with people like Dot Greengrove, Jeannie Van Steen, Sal Favino, our town historian, John Demmer, and John Simcoe, who is just overflowing with history knowledge. I can't even imagine losing those people from that board. When I sat on that board, I sat with them, and I was just in awe of what they know. I mean, down to little parts of the historic buildings, everything, the things they knew. It's just amazing. I was just in awe. I know we need newcomers on all our boards. We definitely need new. I'm getting very emotional. We definitely need newcomers on our boards. I agree with that. But to take people off boards that have sat there for that many years, know so much, are so passionate about what they do just because their term is up. I think that's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I sat with these people. I know what they're like. I know how hard they work. I know how passionate they are. And I think if this resolution is passed, I think it's a very bad thing for our town. And you have to sit on these boards, like the library board, know Tony Iovine, know these people on the board, the Historic Preservation Committee, to know that they belong there. I don't care if they're there 40 years. They belong there. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bissett. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only?
Good evening. My name is Michael Gabriel. I was a Nutley resident for many years. I live in Clifton now, former editor of the Nutley Sun and current member of the Nutley Historical Society. I come here tonight as somewhat of an observer and maybe an arm's length observer. And I've listened to all the comments and the points, and they're all very well taken. What my takeaway is, at least from this one meeting, is that there's quite a variety of boards, all with different dynamics. The zoning board, the planning board, is much different than the library board, is much different than the Nutley Historical Society, is much different than the Nutley Historic Preservation Committee. I would say that, yes, we need more open doors, more participation, but maybe not just a blanket statement, maybe not just a blanket ordinance. I would say my encouragement would be to look specifically at the boards we have in town, look at their dynamics, look at how they operate, and think maybe a little more creatively, a little more with a little more critical thinking. Because yes, I think boards do need to have new blood, but then people who are on the boards should be honored for their service. So thank you very much. It's nice to be in the town chambers again. It's been quite a while since I've been here.
Thank you, Mr. Gabriel. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, give a motion to close public comment.
Move it. Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Board of Commissioner announcements, commissioners?
I have one announcement, Mayor. On Thursday, the 29th of November, at 7:30, we will have our opening performance of the Parks Department Theater performance, The Wizard of Oz. That'll start at 7:30. It will also run on Friday, the 30th, at 7:30. And on Saturday, there will be two performances, one at 1:30 and one at 6:30. And there will be over 70 wonderful Nutley children participating in this. It's a great event. If you've never been there before, please come out. It'll be the experience of your life. If you've been there, you know what to expect. So please come and enjoy it with us. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Christian. Anybody else? I just want to thank my fellow commissioners. This past Thursday, we had a pretty bad storm. And throughout the state, or the couple states, tri-state area, had a lot of problems with gridlock, closing down the highways. Some of those highways got diverted into town, Route 21, Route 3, the Parkway. We kept the town passable. We had our issues, but working together with the police and fire and Commissioner Tucci's department, we kept everything passable and running. And I got to say, we did a pretty good job with the circumstances that were presented. This was a very unique storm. So thank you. Thank you all. Ordinance introductions. Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, I have ordinance number 3404, an ordinance to amend the ordinance codified in the code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29A, titled Handicap Parking, to add to the location set forth. This is a handicap parking spot on Conover Avenue. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law and further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on, is it December 27, 2018?
December 18.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. December 18, 2018.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Commissioner Rogers?
Ordinance number 3405. Now, before I introduce this, I really believe that we have to have a lot of more discussion about this. I want to hear from more people in the town of Nutley. I was very impressed what I heard tonight. But I don't want anyone to believe that anyone wants to push anybody out of any position. That is not what this is about. This is about trying our best to get more people involved in their local community. So I'm going to introduce this ordinance in that spirit, and that you all come back. And hopefully there will be more citizens that will be involved in the discussion. I will sit down with the town council and discuss some of the legal issues with them, as well as with the commissioners. Because I think it's important that, since this ordinance will have impact on the community in many years to come, that we get all the information we could, and we do what's best for this community. Introduction of Ordinance 3405. An ordinance of the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex creating, the chapter there is pending because we're not amending an ordinance, we're creating a new ordinance, and that's something else I will discuss with the town attorney. Establishing term limits for non-elected township boards. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on January 2nd, 2019. So moved.
Before I second this, I just have a question myself, if you don't mind, Commissioner. This is to actually our attorney. Are we voting on something tonight? I mean, I know it's just an introduction.
Just an introduction.
I know it's just an introduction, but are we voting on something that we're not even sure is a legal document yet? And if it isn't, and if we don't know, why are we doing that tonight?
That's a very good question, Commissioner. I think there are a lot of legal questions surrounding the ordinance, some that were brought here tonight also. The case law is complicated. There are issues with the legality of at least portions of it. There is no reference to term limits in any of the state statutes. There may be reasons for that. And we haven't even had a chance to look at legislative history, to dig into the MLUL, the Library Act, the Rent Leveling Board, all the boards that are being affected here. So there's many options here. You can introduce it, you could table it, and we can do that research before it's reintroduced, because I think some of the language is going to have to change. But if you introduce it and we make significant changes to it between now and public hearing, it'll have to be reintroduced anyway, because if you significantly change it, it has to be reintroduced. So we haven't had a chance, the commissioner and I, to sit down and really hammer out some of the language issues that I may have, but that's the only thing I can tell you. So if you introduce it, you're not bound to it. It can be reintroduced again at the next meeting originally and then have a public hearing after that, but we'll have a little bit of time in between.
Well, my feelings on this is that I think that moving it forward tonight, I mean, and I will second it, but I will ask Commissioner Rogers, too, because of the public outpour that we are learning about. And I can tell you the way that Steve has explained this ordinance to me, there is nobody getting thrown off these boards. There are clauses in this ordinance that allows us to, if there is a good board member, that then the Board of Commissioners would be able to extend that person also. Is that true? So I think what Commissioner Rogers is trying to do tonight is really strike a balance of, you know, to move some people, new people, onto these boards, not really taking the old people off of them. Is that true? So, you know, I commend him on having the nerve to bring everybody out here tonight. I have to tell you, Steve, I really do. And I think, you know, Carol Tangora, your sister, at one of the meetings I was at, that's what Nutley is all about. We don't always all agree on everything here. And I think that the people still coming out is a sign of what a great town we still have. And that, people are willing to come to the mic in Nutley and say their piece. But again, to me, to vote on this prematurely, Alan, if it's not a legal document and we're going to be changing it, I think that my questions for Commissioner Rogers have been about the library board, about the other boards. I think the hot topic here tonight is the planning and zoning board. And I have to tell you, I've heard a lot of talk tonight about that. When I was the mayor, the hardest thing I ever did as mayor, well, there was a few things, but one of the hardest things, I should say, is taking somebody off a zoning or planning board. It's not easy, and Diane, you could vouch for that, because I remember when we worked together on some of that. And some of the people do get older, and they get stale, and they've been on the boards for a long time. And some of the people that I've took off, and again, Diane, you could say this, when I called them to tell them that I was taking them off, they said to me, I thought I would never get this phone call, that they wanted to come off, but nobody's ever called them to take them off. And they actually, well, one person actually thanked me. But with that being said, you know, again, if anybody else wants to comment, I'm willing to second this tonight and put it to a vote. But I just think that there is a lot of discussion on this, and I think that me personally, before we vote, we should at least make sure it's a legal document.
Second.
I mean, is it a legal document or is it? I mean, that's what I want to know. I want to know what I'm voting on.
Alan, I guess the question is,
yes,
if we were to engage this ordinance on first reading, all right, would right. we be creating an ultra-virus act by going,
no,
against,
you're not voting.
Going against existing law?
Well, you're not voting on it yet. If that question was asked to me on December 18th, I might have a different answer.
Well, I'm sorry. I respectfully disagree. We're voting on it for introduction.
Correct.
Not for final passage. So even on introduction, would we be in conflict with existing law?
I think there are issues of conflict that I've raised with the commissioners by email, and I'm a little concerned. For example, perfect one is it retroactive or prospective? Mm-hmm. So anybody that's serving on a board right now for two terms, as soon as you pass this on December 18th, are they immediately off the boards? Is that the intention of the
committee? No, that's not the way I understand it.
I know
though.
That,
but what
not,
is the language it's saying?
That's not
that.
What it says.
But this, but
there has to be some.
But it's an introduction.
No, I know. He's
yeah. We're not voting on any passage. It's spurring public debate and public discussion.
Commissioner, I'm only answering Commissioner Tucci's question about the effect of it. If it was put into place, is that what you really?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm.
And so that's an unanswered question that hasn't been really addressed. I started to raise it today, but we don't have enough time to really get into it. I need more time, you know. So I think tabling it, at least until the next meeting or the 18th, give us all a chance to really look at it, I think would be a better way to handle this instead of introducing it, because it's going to have to change. There are definitely changes that I have already suggested that are going to have to be made. That's what I can tell you.
All right. I think part of the intention of Commissioner Rogers' ordinance, which started out as a resolution, has already been achieved, all right, just by the sheer number of people that are in the chambers this evening. We very rarely get this many folks here unless we're giving a team an award or at some special occasion. I think the dialogue is healthy. I think there are good points that have been made on both sides, all right. I don't have all of the answers. I don't know if, as written, all right, this would even be enforceable, all right? But I will defer to Commissioner Rogers, all right, out of respect for the time and effort that he's put into this and his belief, all right, which is a valid one. We all don't have to agree, but I think it's only right that we all listen to each other and at least debate the merits of what we're looking at here and what we may or may not be trying to accomplish. So, Commissioner, if you feel so strongly about this that you want to move forward with it, I will support it on introduction. I don't know that I will support it on second passage because there are so many answers that we don't have right now. But I will defer to you as to what your wishes are this evening.
So the question I have is, if we pass this on introduction, is the town in any exposure for anything?
No, it's not a law yet. It's not a law until there's a public hearing and a vote after a public hearing.
Okay, so we could move forward an introduction.
we could move forward in the public debate, the public discussion that we want to have. We could move forward with making sure we're within the law, and if we're not, then it would be no sense at that time to move forward, because we're not going to violate any laws.
Commissioner, may I? It's hard to just to answer your question. I understand what you're asking me. Is introducing it creating a legal jeopardy in terms of which I can only say that I have concerns about the legality of portions of
okay.
this document.
All right, so you have concerns about the legality of the introduction.
Right.
All right, so here's what I think we should do. First of all, I do not want to see this ordinance get killed, okay? That I don't want to see. But I also want to see an ordinance that is strong enough that meets the needs of our community. I am going to continue to support term limits. I'm going to continue to bring my argument to everyone. But this is a healthy discussion tonight. What I will do is table it. I will table it, but it is not going to die. I think what we need to do is to have further discussion, especially with regard to the legal aspects of it. And I think in the spirit of working together, it would be prudent to table it. And let's bring our best at another hearing, and we'll move forward then. I table this.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Just a comment, Commissioner. I appreciate every word that you just presented right now. It restores my faith in the process of government. I applaud you for your passionate belief in term limits, to the point where I actually hope that when we say this does not die, that we will actually schedule more hearings. So it seems to me is that we seem to actually arrive at introduction many times before we actually have a hearing to even actually fully understand what all of the diverse opinions are and the points of view. I applaud you for recognizing that the legal research, which seems to be significant, is important, because I believe that in the integrity of this board, that we don't want to introduce something that we know on the surface is in and of itself would be something that we could never introduce. Because I don't like the optics of saying, well, it was a good thought, but the law's against us, we can't do this. I'd rather know that on the front end and actually have the conversation about what works and makes sense for Nutley. So I thank you for doing that, and I appreciate your willingness to do that. I also to encourage all of us to figure out a way that we can bring more people into chambers or in other forms, not only to discuss this issue, but actually as we lead to the redevelopment discussions that go on with, for example, the Ciccolini property, the continuing redevelopment of the prison property, the implications for state aid and the economics of the town. I think there's many topics that actually lend itself to more public discussion before we actually are put into the position of having to vote. So thank you. I appreciate what you did.
Mr. Mayor, to Commissioner Evans' point, you brought up something very interesting. We do tend to have these discussions after introduction. So can we set up a process where we invite the public to a meeting on a specific issue like this so that this room could be filled and we don't have any doubts as to where we're headed? I mean, I think that's a good idea.
I vote yes.
any public discussion is certainly good from my end.
Okay,
we had a discussion tonight. We had multiple points of view. Everybody was very respectful
of
everybody.
It was great.
Which is important. So the more we can do that, the better off we are in making informed decisions on what the electorate wants.
So here's what I would like to do. I would like to do the work that I have to do as a commissioner with my colleagues and council. I would also ask that we put the word out that on a particular night at a commission meeting, we are going to discuss the issue without introducing it. Can we do that?
Sure.
And get all the opinions and suggestions and ideas, and then formulate an ordinance that would meet our needs if we go forward. Fair?
Fair, Commissioner.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mayor, can I make just one closing comment? Because I would be remiss if I didn't say this. I just want to thank all of our volunteers and all of our professionals, because many of the hours that you put in and the time and the controversy that surround different issues are not addressed, all right? But you need to know that we do recognize the hard work that you do, and we do appreciate it. And I don't ever think for one moment that this ordinance and or resolution, however it started, all right, was ever to eliminate anyone who is really contributing and doing their very best. So I just want to thank everyone for all of the hard work that you've put in and all of the dedication and over the years. And I know there are many long-term members, and I believe that's part of the reason why Nutley is the township that it is and not like some of our surrounding towns that aren't in the same shape that we are in. So thank you all.
Commissioner, I just want to thank you for pulling this tonight. You know I had reservations about it, and we had correspondence going back and forth. But I'm also going to circulate to everybody the list of the board members. Mm-hmm. So you can see that we've had turnover with each of the boards. So everybody recognizes that, too. There are people that, if you look at the experience on the board, we have people with many years of experience. We have people with a medium level of experience, and we have new people. And I think that's a good mix in what we have. And I'd hate to lose some of those people with that institutional knowledge that was brought up tonight. So I look forward to working with you, Commissioner, and getting a better ordinance. And I want to thank everybody on both sides for coming out and voicing your opinion in such a respectful manner. It's very important that we respect each other's opinions, and I want to thank everybody for that. Ordinance number 3406. Yep. Yeah, if anybody doesn't want to stick around for the rest of us,
all right.
Probably get a beer.
Here's the
beer. Beer until about 11 o'clock. Thank you, Al.
Thank you.
Pass the basket before we leave. Church.
If everybody can make it out, though, please don't stick around in chambers and talk. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Madam Clerk, I'm going to move along.
Yes, Mayor.
This is ordinance number 3406, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 484, entitled Parking Lots and Municipal Particular, following sections, Article 1, Section 8, entitled Hours of Service, Parking Fees, and Monthly Parking. I move this ordinance be passed to a second reading, advertised in Nutley Sun, together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second meeting on
December 18,
2018. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That's the ordinance. I ordinance. Public hearings. Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, I have ordinance number 3400, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 22E, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 2, Parking on Certain Streets, Section 11, entitled Parking Time Limited, and Section 32, entitled Permit Parking. This is for the streets of Highfield Lane, Edison Avenue, Oakley Terrace, Conduit Place. This is the issue that we've been having in town with commuter parking and neighborhoods getting filled up. So I open the public hearing.
Anybody wish to be heard on ordinance number 3400?
Seeing no one, I move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Just before I vote aye on this for the last time, I just want to let my board members know and the general public that we have had a lot of questions, and this is still a pilot program for sure. I've had already people from Nutley Ave come up to me, actually friends of my mom's, and with that being said, that, you know, they're worried that the problem is going to be pushed to another street, all that stuff, so we're going to really be taking a close eye, you know, on this and seeing what exactly is going on and how to resolve any issues that may come up. But I could say that this was a very, very difficult ordinance to pass to give some of the residents the relief that they need. I'm not sold 100% that this is going to be the way this is going to be for the next 100 years, that we might have to tweak it and tweak some things, and I'm willing to do that. So if there's anybody in TV land out there that lives on any of these streets that are being affected, please reach out to my assistant at the town, Sam Corrella. I'm sure you like that, Sam, huh? But anyway, please get in touch with us because this is really a work in process. Bye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Ordinance number 3399, that public hearing will be moved to our next meeting date. There were some last-minute changes. They're de minimis in nature, but still I want to give the commissioners a chance to review them.
Thank you, Mayor.
Resolutions. Commissioner Rogers.
Forgot I had a resolution. Resolution number 260-18, whereas the Township of Nutley of the Public Affairs, Department of Public Affairs desires to enter into a contract for furnishing of public health nursing services of a technical and professional nature with the Township of Montclair pursuant to New Jersey SA 26282-1 and NJSA 40:A-1, whereas the Township of Nutley shall provide the services of a licensed registered nurse who administer public health nursing activities within the territorial jurisdiction of the Township of Nutley, and whereas the Township of Montclair agrees to pay the Township of Nutley during the contract period, January 1st, 2019 through December 31st, 2021, the amount of $37 per hour for nursing time, which includes administrative costs up to 15 hours per week of nursing time. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley that the Mayor and the Township Clerk and hereby authorized to enter into an agreement for public health nursing services with the Township of Montclair. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes. Whereas the Township of Nutley has the need to acquire dental plan services on behalf of the Township, excuse me, and whereas such services may be acquired as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A-20.4 or 20.5 as appropriate, and whereas IMAC Insurance Management and Consulting shopped rates, but none of the quotes were comparable to the benefits the Township currently has with Delta Dental, and whereas the Township has negotiated with Delta Dental New Jersey, P.O. Box 369, Parsippany, and has retained a one-year renewal rate with a 2% increase, and whereas the anticipated cost for the service will not exceed $362,100 per year, and whereas funds will be available from accounts 9-01-526-243 and 9-01-707-243, and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer said funds to be available through the 2019 municipal budget, and whereas Delta Dental of New Jersey has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that Delta Dental has not made any reportable contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit Delta Dental from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract, now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey authorize the Commissioner of Parks and Public Property and or the Mayor, whichever is appropriate, to enter into a contract with Delta Dental of New Jersey. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township Clerk is authorized to advertise for sealed bids for recreation uniforms and recreation equipment. Bids to be received on Wednesday, December 12, 2018, in the Commission Chambers Township Hall at 3 o'clock prevailing time, at which time they will be publicly opened and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Shade Tree Committee meetings will be held on the following dates for the year 2019. January 10th of 19, March 7th, April 11th, June 13th, September 19th, and November 7th, 2019. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Parks and Public Property has a need to make emergency repairs to the roof of the Public Safety Building, 228 Chestnut Street, Nutley, New Jersey, and whereas as a result of the excessive amount of rainfall and strong winds from the last storm, water has begun leaking into the second floor of the Public Safety Building that is touching electrical wires and endangering the safety and welfare of the employees in the building, and whereas in accordance with Local Public Contracts Law 40A11-6, entitled Emergency Contracts, the Director of Parks and Public Property has notified the purchasing agent in writing of the emergency, and whereas Gabriel Roofing and Siding, 125 Kensal Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, has the ability to repair the roof and they will replace different portions of it on an emergent basis at a cost not to exceed $45,000, and whereas funds are available in capital account number 3372A and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey authorizes that a contract be entered into on an emergency basis in accordance with Local Public Contracts Law 40A:11-6 with Gabriel Roofing and Siding at a cost not to exceed $45,000 to repair the roof of the Public Safety Building, 228 Chestnut Street, Nutley, New Jersey. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That's all I have, Mayor.
Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. I have one resolution. Whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Revenue and Finance Code Enforcement Department entered into a contract with EIC, Inspection Agency, on Kennedy Boulevard in Jersey City as a non-fair and non-open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A, 20.4 and 20.5 as appropriate through a resolution number 301-17 dated December 19, 2017. Whereas EIC Inspection Corporation suddenly and with short notice closed its business and will no longer be available to inspect Nutley, Township of Nutley elevators. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire elevator inspection services on an emergent basis on behalf of the township as a non-fair, non-open contract pursuant to NJSA 19:44A, 20.4, 20.5 as appropriate. Whereas Suburban City Inspection LLC, P.O. Box 192, Hohokus, New Jersey, has submitted a proposal to provide the required elevator service inspections for the remainder of 2018 at a total fee not to exceed $16,100. The $16,000 it covers is that the inspections are made at the end of the year, so EIC informed us that they were no longer going to be able to do the inspections before they started. So while it's the remainder of 18, it's actually in the period when the inspections occur. Whereas as a result of the change in circumstances, the township will realize a cost savings of approximately $8,418, and whereas Suburban Inspection has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that said LLC has not made any reportable contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit Suburban City Inspection principal from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract, whereas funds are available in account 801-217-205 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, State of New Jersey, that a contract shall be entered into between the Township of Nutley and Suburban City Inspection, LLC, P.O. Box 192, Hohokus, New Jersey, for elevator services not to exceed $16,100. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Yes.
I have resolution number 269-18. This is for software for the police department. This is a contract not to exceed $45,000. I'm just going to move it as it is to save some time tonight. Move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Resolution number 270-18, whereas the Township of Nutley has determined that certain property is no longer needed for public use, whereas the Local Unit Technology Pilot Program and Study Act authorizes the sale of surplus personal property no longer needed for public use through the use of an online auction. This is resolution 270-18. I move resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And resolution number 271-18, this is for the pistol range in North Arlington in the amount of $2,000. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas raffle applications have been received from the list below, whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex State, New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue the raffle license. Move the resolution.
Need a second?
Second. Sorry, Mayor.
That's
Commissioner
right.
Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans? Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the following listed holidays shall be considered paid holidays. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Be resolved in accordance with the Open Public Meeting Law, Chapter 231, Public Law of 1975, that the public meetings of the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, are held on the first and third Tuesday of every month. Please take further notice that the Board of Commissioners of the Township will hold an year-end meeting on Tuesday, December 31st, 2019 at 9 a.m., Township of Nutley Municipal Building, third floor, Commission Chambers, 1 Kennedy Drive, where formal action will be taken, and the listed meetings are here. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that in accordance with provisions of RS 40A-40-58, the following transfers of appropriation 2018 budget being the same are hereby authorized and approved: from sewer system salary and wage, $40,000, to recycling program salary and wage, $40,000. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
The final resolution we're going to hold till after our executive meeting, and we'll come back on the record to vote on that. In the interim, we're going to have the open the meeting up to the public. Madam Clerk?
Need a motion?
So moved.
Madam Clerk, read the 5-minute public comment notice.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I wasn't clear.
Sorry. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone, provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
William Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Commissioner Rogers, I'd like to commend you, sir, salute you for what you did tonight. This is the first time in my brief history in Nutley that I've ever seen a commissioner actually care about the townspeople. Everybody knows prior to this, if you wanted to be on a board, you had to be very well connected. That was very obvious. I've known a lot of people who've moved into town with the hopes of contributing to boards and were never able to get there. But at least tonight, you did something that nobody else before you ever did, and that was to open it. Now we want to have a dialogue. Nobody would be having this dialogue or even planning to have it if you didn't introduce this ordinance tonight. And I think it says a lot for the people who've been there, but it also says a lot. We're looking at an ordinance to put 70% more than two-bedroom apartments. We're inviting a lot of other people into this town. And we're saying to them, you can come in here, you can pay $3,500 a month for rent, but you can't be on a board. But I think that's important. That when you have the discussion, the public hearing, I think it's crucial that everybody should be able to be heard. I'm sure there's just as many good reasons for everybody to want to stay on the board. However, there are probably just as equally as many reasons for new people to get onto the board. And I'm sure there is a mix to say, yes, we can do this. But if you didn't do it tonight, this would never have happened. Tonight, you changed not only history. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Anybody else? Commissioner?
Thank you, Mr. Moore. I would like to state that my colleagues here do care for the town. I think that they demonstrated tonight a desire to have open dialogue, to have more discussion about this, and I think it's a good thing. You're right. Maybe we made a little history here, all of us did, because this is the first time I've been on this board that I've seen this crowd this big to discuss an issue that's critical to all of us. But I thank you for your words, but I'm working with a good team here, and this is round one, my friend. We're going to go to round two. Right, fellas? Thank you very much.
Tammy Rossi, 28 Colonial Terrace. While I also appreciate the board members making an appearance to express their opposition to term limits, I wonder why they left after they had their say. These are committed parties who say they care about the town of Nutley. Do they ever want to come to a town meeting, a board of commissioner meeting, a board of education meeting? I'm not trying to minimize the time and effort they put into serving on the boards, but their strong opposition to term limits is illustrative of almost a power struggle. They want to hold on to those positions. And, you know, as I said earlier, this town has over 28,000 citizens. We don't even post these opportunities for people. So, you know, how are people even made aware? Where are the criteria to serve on these boards even posted? People don't know what the time commitment is. They don't know what the job requires. And that really would help give people clarity on whether or not they can handle signing up for that position or applying for it. I'm sure many more parties in this town would be willing to volunteer if they had clarity on what the demands are of these volunteer opportunities. Mr. Iannarone spoke about how they defer to the professional staff at the library to make the decisions. Well, then my question is, what is the criteria to serve on the library board if they leave all of the decision-making to the staff of the library? You know, this is where we need clarity, and I ask you, Mr. Mayor Scarpelli, next month, there are term expirations on the planning board. There's a term expiration on the library board. There may be other term expirations on other boards. People are sending their resumes in to serve on these boards. How will you make that determination of whether or not you will allow new parties to serve on these boards?
Ms. Rossi, I've received four resumes from people for various boards. I intend to sit down with each of them and talk to them and explain what the criteria is and how much time is allotted for those boards. So
great.
That's what I plan on doing.
Thank you very much.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Amy Salento, 70 Newman Avenue. I want to echo the comments made here by all of you, as well as the citizens still attending the meeting. Just in terms of opening the public dialogue, this really was, what you're saying, unprecedented. I've only been coming to the meetings for a year, but it really is fantastic that people came out and spoke. I was surprised that a paid employee, the zoning board, attorney was here providing testimony almost as if she was a citizen. So it would be great, I guess, since we have three paid attorneys. We have Mr. Genitempo, we have Mr. Kazira, and we have Mrs. McGovern. I guess if they would all coordinate while this ordinance is tabled, because it does seem like that would be necessary. I do want to say that at the federal level, there are a significant number of term limits. I mean, I served on a committee of the Food and Drug Administration, and there are very clear term limits. So this idea that state regulations or ordinances or statutes might prohibit what happens at the municipal level, I don't know. There were some things cited from the 70s. It's now almost the end of 2018. So maybe it's time for a new precedent, and I'm not sure if a change at the municipal level could potentially establish new precedent. It would probably be appealed. I understand that might take some money in terms of, you know, going through that process, but maybe it's time for a new precedent. It seems like some of these statutes are potentially outdated by about 40 years. I'm not sure. I'm just saying possibly. Additionally, I wanted to say that in terms of what else is on the agenda tonight, the parking meters, I looked through the session listing from the New Jersey League of Municipalities. It doesn't look like there's anything addressing parking and parking fees and, you know, coming up to speed in terms of debit and credit card acceptance. But I wonder if the League of Municipalities can provide some guidance as to what other municipalities are doing, and or if you can reach out to our neighbors in Montclair, as Commissioner Tucci suggested, that it was very easy to pay with a card. And, you know, I've parked in that Crescent garage. It's $1 an hour, whether you use cash or a credit card. And they've even now turned on, if somebody didn't pay at the pay station, you can actually pay on exit. And it is super quick. It doesn't hold up the line at all. You can pay right at the gate, pop your credit card in. It is so fast. And it's the same fee. So I understand there are fee issues, but somehow they're figuring it out. So I wanted to just mention that. So thank you very much.
Ms. Salento, we'll look into the League of Municipalities and see if they have any guidance. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Michael Andrew, 133. I want to say publicly, it is of the utmost importance for our community to do have to have term limits on our boards, including on this board too. Because Tammy mentioned something. We have 28,000 people who live in this town. 28,000 people is a lot for a small town. And I would like for our planning and zoning board, especially our planning board, to need to do anything to make the population of this town grow even larger. This town is supposed to be a small town of single-family homes, the majority. And I hate to see this town change into surrounding towns. I mean, in Montclair, they just had a murder. Some young lady was stabbed to death, I think, like 3 or 4 days ago. I don't want that crap being brought to this town because their population, from what I understand, is bigger than ours. We need board members who care about the protection of the homeowners of this town that have been living here for many decades. And the last thing I want to see this town turn into is an overcrowded town. I really think for the past 20 years, our board members and our planning board should have done things to keep the population of this town at a subtle, small level. I mean, 20,000 people is a lot. I don't want to see it growing bigger. Let's keep not be small. And I think with term limits, people like me might, with money ideas might want to go on the board and help keep it that way. Totally limit apartment buildings being made and more apartments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ogier. Mr. Ogier, just so you know that when I was growing up in town, there were 33,000 people in Nutley. It was a long time ago.
Carmine Alessio, 81 East Center Street. Mr. Rogers, thanks for trying to introduce the term limit quasi-board thing. I thought it was a great idea. And I don't think it should have been tabled. I think it should have been totally introduced. Now, I want to cut to the chase here. We had a lot of these people on the board that were on the board for, at the library. I mean, They come up here like they're victims. We have people here that, like me, our beef is with the planning board, variance board, and all of the buildings that are being built, multi-dwellings. We don't have a beef with the librarians and people who are on that board. What's going on is definitely not legit, okay? You have all of these multi-dwellings going up. People are investing in their homes. The homes, they're sending their children to school, people in the homes. You got people living in all of these multi-dwellings. They're supposed to be one bedroom. They're two bedrooms. And they're using our schools. Our schools are small now, okay? I'm from down on East Center Street over there, and I watch my alma mater. My father went to Washington School. I went to Washington School. My children went to Washington School. I'm looking at the school, and I'm saying, I took a picture of the front. It's like watching Annie Oakley over there, right? You could put six classrooms without changing the footprint, okay? And everybody's trying to make Mr. Mecca fall on the sword. Although I had my thing with him about my trees that he built the wall right up against, and the trees are going to fall down. And I have a beef about that, which nothing's getting accomplished. I got two giant trees. There's 50% of the root system's like not there no more. And they're going to fall. You think maybe there's a thing called impact fee, where the man's supposed to service the community a little bit and try to, like, square up with some of the people that are affected by this? No, nobody seems to care. Nobody wants to do anything. And it's the people like us that are getting hurt. We're getting severely hurt by all of these multi-dwellings. Now, last week I was here. I see the agenda. It's like 3 inches thick, maybe 2 inches, okay? I'm looking at my B4 business zone, okay? I look at the zone, and now there was an introduction to keep it B4. Nobody could put any residences there or any kind of retail there. But yet, Mr. Mecca built a giant monstrosity building that I myself said it wasn't going to work out. Nobody's going to go in this little residential stores there. Our neck of the woods down there was manufacturing, okay? It's not for Mike Caffone to have a 75 by 100 lot, and it looks like a third world country. Even till today, it looks like that. They dump all over the place, 7 in the morning on a Sunday. I know it's not residential. Okay, I know what the score is. We've been here all our lives, okay? We just want a fair shake in the community to have things done properly. I'm not the caretaker down here, okay? Drug dealers, dealing out of cars, people pulling in a lot late at night. There was an OD. I tried to Oprah what happened there. What is this? I don't want that there. It's illegal. I came here numerous times telling you that when you have an empty lot, there's supposed to be a site plan and and that's what it's supposed to be. Not to use a lot as an empty lot to run trucks off of, okay? Not to have somebody put, which was supposed to be a gated community, it turns into an apartment complex, okay? There's no Municipal Land Use Act says that you have to have property abutting the street. He has a driveway on one side and a two-carriage road on the other, and the planning board ordered them to go get a title for that road. I go to the meetings, and I'm over there saying that road was the town took it. They used it for a right-of-way. There's no King Marsak doesn't own that. All right, the town took it, and I have proof of it. I know my time's up, but I'm trying to. I wouldn't be coming to these things if I didn't think that there was a detriment in my area, and it's becoming like that all over the town. So, Mr. Rogers, thanks for introducing something like that. And I don't think it should have been tabled. It's only for a few of the boards, which these people are appointed by the commissioners. So maybe instead of having a quasi-board term limit, we should get rid of all the commissioners. We got three miles by 3 mile radius here, and the town's overloaded. It's going to pot. And I don't like it. And that's why I come to these meetings. So I have just the right and amount of time in these meetings for 25 years as a person that's on the library board for 40 years. I've been coming to these meetings for 30 years.
Sir, please. That's enough.
And I'm sorry. I had enough, too. So I'm going to sit down.
Thank you.
Thanks for hearing.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners?
Can I say one thing? I hope we can get along as a community, because this is, we're all friends here. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Alessio.
Hello, Karen O'Malley, 81 Coyman. I have a comment slash question that has nothing to do with anything we spoke about tonight. It's more personal in nature. I have a neighbor in my that's my backyard that does not maintain their property, and I had the shade tree come about a year and a half ago, and they said yes, they need to maintain their property, they need to take care of these dead trees, they need to do all these things, and I offered to pay half, and then the homeowner didn't like the prices that I got, and so wouldn't pay half. And so I have called a couple more times the shade tree to find out, like, can we get somebody in, could we get the town in there to make them clean up the backyard, which is, like I said, all the dead trees are going to come over and, like, kill my pets that are in the backyard one day. A big, big chunk of trunk did come down, but fortunately landed on their side of the fence. But I've had other branches and stuff, so I know. So make a long story short, what do I do? Because I've called the shade tree department a couple times and I haven't gotten any responses.
I can answer that. I find that very disturbing because our shade tree department is typically very diligent. Frank DeMeo's here. He's the gentleman sitting at the end there. Give him your address. I'll make sure, and he will make sure that John Linson, our town arborist, will be out there to check those trees again. And we do have an ordinance where we can force folks to take care of dangerous trees.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if there are other property maintenance issues, we can coordinate with
Commissioner
Evans.
That's what they said. But John, I guess it was John, who came like a year and a half, 2 years ago. He said if they don't do it, they're going to be cited for these other things that are there. If somebody comes in to say,
well, I don't know. I don't know about the other things, but if they're out of compliance with the tree and it's hazardous,
All
right, then we can cite them for that, and we can force them to take care of that. And if by some stretch of the imagination they're it's an affordability issue, we can also work something out in that regard.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes, just touch base with Frank.
Thank you, Mr. O'Malley.
Frank DeMeo, and we'll make sure we stay.
And just to the code office, we do have a property maintenance ordinance. So if there's some issue with regard to the property itself, Frank, just we get the address. You know, John can go out with an inspector from the code office and maybe do it all at once.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry you had to come back.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Joan Rubino, 48 North Road. I would like to address once again the format that you had discussed about back and forth. These minutes are transcribed, are they not, and put into a binder, whatever, in the library? Are they transcribed? They used to be.
Our minutes are transcribed. I don't know if they go to the library. I don't know.
You don't have any public record of the meetings that have been, you know, transcribed? I mean, I used to go to the library and look meetings up and read what was...
Madam Clerk? They're on the website.
Oh, it's the website. No more in the library. Okay, the same thing then. If you have a discussion and somebody asks a question and 20 minutes later you're answering it, the person reading that, they have to go back and forth to see what has transpired. It doesn't make sense, at least not to me.
Ms. Rubino, I think you misunderstood that. I changed a little bit of what we're going to do.
You're going to ask the questions.
Yes.
Right? And sit down, and then we're going to answer you at that point. All right? We're not going to wait till the end like we did at the last one.
Okay.
Try this.
Oh.
As long as there's not a back and forth. So that's what we're trying to eliminate, that back and forth.
Oh, why do you want to eliminate the back and forth? I don't understand.
Sometimes it becomes a little contentious, and we're trying to avoid that.
I after attending meetings, I really have never seen it be contentious. I mean, some people drag things out a long time, but other than that, I haven't seen anything that was contentious, as you say. So I don't know. But I think that the format has to be confined. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rubino. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing that, I have a motion to go into executive.
So
to discuss, Mr. Genotempo.
Contract and potential litigation.
Okay.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex and the State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners and Township of Nutley to move into closed executive session to discuss contract negotiations and potential litigation. Be it further resolved that at the time when such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when and as such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. Commissioner Rogers.
And Madam Clerk, an action may be taken after executive session.
An action may be taken after executive session.
Aye.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Sorry. Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Time is 9:25. I couldn't hear anything.